This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yesterday, we talked about reselling for others. Should you charge a percentage or a flat fee? When you go from selling just for yourself to selling for others, how do you manage that process? My advice to our listener was definitely a percentage for sure, and perhaps with a minimum if you're selling lower priced items. Well, today we're talking about selling something a little bit different. It's not quite reselling. Maybe it is reselling, but it's not reselling for others. Today's story comes from a Washington, D.C. resident. Originally from Hong Kong. She grew up in Hong Kong, has been in DC for 20 years now, and she uses Facebook Marketplace to cultivate a $4,000 a month houseplant hustle. She's cultivating, propagating, nurturing that $4,000 a month houseplant hustle, all based on the Chinese principles of feng shui. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. I'm going to tell you all about that in this story, Houseplant Biz Blossoms for Hong Kong Transplant. Stay tuned. Clara Leung works as an accountant for the U.S. Department of Justice. She's lived in Washington, D.C. for 20 years, but she was born and raised in Hong Kong. There, she learned ancient Chinese feng shui from her mother. For those who don't know, feng shui is an ancient practice to help energy flow in and out within the home to improve people's lives. There are also multiple ways to pronounce it, but I'm going with this one. Did some research. Now, in February 2018, Clara bought a huge plant from Facebook Marketplace. She paid $50 and the baby stem fell off. Plant was still okay, but baby stem is there. So she put that stem in a modern planter she had in storage and posted it back on Facebook Marketplace purely for fun because she didn't have the space for it herself. She heard from a buyer within 5 minutes and sold that plant for $25, effectively a 50% rebate on her own purchase. Clara's second customer bought a houseplant for her dying mother after hearing about the benefits of feng shui. That customer contacted her a year later with thanks and the news that her mother was living longer than expected. Was it all thanks to the plant? Well, maybe, maybe not. But the point was that it made the customer feel better. And that matters. Those positive selling experiences planted the seed of a new side hustle idea. Clara decided to combine her mother's teachings of feng shui with houseplants. The money earned from those first sales went to buy more planters, so she didn't have to spend any of her own funds on startup costs. In the beginning, she marketed the business entirely through Facebook Marketplace. It is, of course, a popular platform for local buying and selling. Plus, she didn't have to pay fees on adding a shopping cart to her website. Most of Clara's plants sell for between $25 and $50. But in the past several months, her side hustle has generated around $4,000 to $5,000 in monthly income. Clara has really zeroed in on providing excellent customer support. She has enough inventory that she can usually find something that meets a customer's needs most of the time. In fact, she recently renovated her fourth bedroom so she can store extra inventory on heavy-duty shelves. That's convenient because she spends most evenings working on the business. While a few customers can be demanding, Clara loves hearing from most of them, especially ones who have had their lives turned around in small or big ways. Again, this is the feng shui thing. For example, one customer sent her an email asking which plants to buy to help him with his career. She sold him a few, and a few months later, he replied with endless thanks as he had just been elected as a congressman. And I have a note here that says, some results may vary, as they say. Having this side hustle has benefited Clara in many ways she didn't imagine. Being a single mom raising a boy on her own, it boosted her confidence knowing that she could create a project that blossoms in remarkable and beautiful ways. Going forward, she's exploring different ways of creating an online platform to share her passion for feng shui houseplants and add another income stream. She's also considering a mobile shop that she can set up at farmers markets. She's done farmers markets with a tent and a table, but she'd love to have a mobile trailer or even a Volkswagen bus bursting with plants for sale. Facebook Marketplace is one of those platforms that is very easy to get started. You can literally do it today. If you're already using Facebook, then you have an account. You just go and add some simple information. You add an item for sale. I also use a network called OfferUp. I've been buying plants from there. I don't use Facebook for much of anything, but OfferUp is a very similar platform in terms of allowing people to post items for sale. There's a messaging system. There's a review process. So it's pretty safe and you can usually find good deals. You can also sell for profit. And we asked Clara if there's any concerns with focusing heavily on this one platform. For instance, does she have a plan if Facebook changes the rules or the algorithms and it negatively impacts her business? And she says, yes, she started to balance marketplace and workshops, consultations. She wants to expand her income sources so that if Facebook changes something in the future, she will have some other options. So I always encourage people to do that. Don't rely on any single marketplace. It's going to go away eventually or they will change. So build your business accordingly. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. To find the show notes for today, including links to Clara's shop, anything else I mentioned, go to sidehustleschool.com/1716. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm so glad you're out there. We've got another episode coming up tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.